Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. A Pennsylvania state trooper is being treated at the hospital after a tractor trailer hit a police car early Wednesday morning on I-76. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
State police say the trooper was monitoring a construction work zone on I-76 westbound near the exit for Roosevelt Boulevard when the trooper's cruiser was rear-ended by a tractor trailer just before 4 a.m. Police say the trooper had engaged all emergency lights at the time of the crash. The officer had to be taken to the hospital by medics and is being treated for what officials describe as moderate injuries. We asked state police whether or not the driver of the tractor trailer was injured, but have not yet heard back.
Police closed off a portion of the road until around 7:30. The Food and Drug Administration sent a warning to Bimbo Bakeries. Officials say the Horsham-based company has been using food labels that say products contain potentially dangerous allergens, even if they don't. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Horsham.
The FDA sent Bimbo officials a letter laying out their findings after inspecting a few of their plants last year. One example the FDA brought up, several breads under the Sara Lee brand had labels stating that there were sesame seeds in the bread, but it turns out none were used. Another example, the Brown Berry Whole Grains 12 Grains and Seeds label said the bread contained walnuts, almonds, and hazelnuts, but the FDA says those ingredients were not in the product. The FDA says labeling is no substitution for making sure that there isn't any cross-contamination in any of the facilities. The nonprofit group FAIR, Food Allergy Research and Education, says such mislabeling does a disservice and undermines trust.
In a statement, Bimbo says they take their role in protecting consumers with allergen sensitivities very seriously and that they're working with the FDA on solutions. There are no words that feel appropriate enough to capture our heartache and mourning. The words of a spokesperson for the summer camp in Bordentown, Burlington County, where a six-year-old boy drowned on Monday. Grief counselors are working with the campers and staff members. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
A letter sent by Liberty Lake camp owner Andy Pritikin says he is devastated and heartbroken, informing families of campers about what happened. He says a lifeguard pulled the six-year-old boy out of the shallow pool at the day camp in Mansfield Township. They performed CPR and the boy died at the hospital a short time later. A licensed social worker who works exclusively with children was on site to speak with campers and their families about the tragic death. Pritikin says he understands there will be questions and he will work to answer all of them as more information comes out. He says in the meantime, hug your little ones a little tighter tonight and give camp staff a little time to process this unthinkable moment.
The boy's name and age were not released. The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office is investigating. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.